Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid, I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 300, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 7.
Oh wait, just 7, that's, okay, sorry, I got excited. I thought a 7 would be a more important
number. Why are you ham-horning a Lost Galaxy episode, Jake?
I gotta pretend to be excited about this somehow,
it's
Josh.
It's called Double Duty.
I almost said everyone aired. No, just this one. This one aired on March 20th, 1999.
They aired the whole season all at the
all
same
of it,
time.
March 20th, they just dropped it all. You can binge watch it on Fox Kids. It was written by Judd Lynn, directed by Blair Trua. Episode 300, guys. That's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so we got a guest for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
He was on last episode, but now he's in my apartment.
Hey,
Matt. Welcome to the show.
I am in the command center itself. This is great.
You are where the magic happens. So we don't have to do any of the questions because you did those last time. But I feel like it's very fitting that we have Patron Zero on our 300th episode.
Yes.
So hopefully this one is good.
Oh, we can only hope, right?
Can we maybe do a... Guys, hey, for the 300th episode, can we maybe do a good one, Lost Galaxy?
Just
for me?
For us, yeah.
For my birthday?
Do you remember... And every time someone talks about a 300th episode, the only thing I ever can think about is The Simpsons,
because yes,
they made such a big deal out of their 300th episode.
Yep.
And then Power Rangers is just like, it's episode 7.
Yeah.
Of season, is this season 7?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, double 7s, lucky number 11.
Oh, man.
Cha-ching. I mean, that can only mean good things for us, right?
Yep. All right, let's go watch it right now.
Go Galactic!
Back, and we just watched Double Duty, episode 300. And guess what, guys? It's just like an episode of Power Rangers.
That was not an anniversary episode at all.
I will say, and this is my opinion of the three of us, I'm sure you guys maybe disagree, this is the best episode of Lost Galaxy so far.
Yeah,
I will say, in a walk, it is the best episode. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid, or on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife. And you can leave us a rating review in any of those places, and we'd really appreciate it. Please and thanks. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can donate the show and support us, and we like it, and we appreciate it. And I fell apart in my mouth, but I saved it.
It's the opposite of M&M.
Melts in your hand, not your mouth.
Well, I guess it is an M&M.
It's just an M&M.
Because it was in your mouth.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's walk past this. We've gone too far.
We've gone too far. So, guys, I have one email, but I don't know how positive I can be about it. So,
uh-oh.
I feel like this is a good time as any to talk about it.
Okay.
So... I'm going to read the email, and James, I want you to know, I'm not attacking you, just attacking the sentiment, okay? Because we can all agree, Lost Galaxy, I'm getting a little confrontational, I can see Josh looking for exits right now.
Well, no, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to pause so I can ask if maybe you want to go over this off air to see if we want to do it on.
Oh, no, it's fine, okay. it'll be fine.
Josh was eyeing that window to dive out of.
Oh, I'll just get up and walk away. Matt's here to carry on for me.
We've been negative on Lost Galaxy thus far, correct, Josh?
Yeah, I would say.
And Matt?
I would say y'all have been, yes. Okay.
The general tone so far has been...
We've heard it's very good later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to read this email from James. The title of the email is, Be Patient. This is where it gets a little dicey. You've already ruined Turbo for me. Don't ruin Lost Galaxy, please. It starts off a little rough, but we'll get much better. I think you guys are still trying to adjust to the fact that the cast and the settings have changed. So let's take this. Let's diagram the sentence.
Turbo was not y'all's fault.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Although the pizza episode and the jacket episode both rule.
There's some good stuff in there. Here's the thing.
TJ's abs are in there.
TJ's abs more than make up for most of the problems with that show. So here's the thing. We can't ruin something for you. Because our opinions are our own and they are not your opinions. This goes for anybody who may feel this way. This is, like I said, I'm not attacking you, James, because you're the person who voiced it. So we're putting this out in the air. Because I don't like being negative about Power Rangers. Because I love Power Rangers, right? I want to be cool. I want to have fun with Power Rangers.
We started this because we like want to be good about it.
Yeah. Like that's about our whole mission statement. Okay. Yeah.
Be good about Power Rangers.
Sometimes that gets a little tricky. Like maybe in the first part of Lost Galaxy, where it's very bad so far. And I understand that there's a lot we got to adjust to. But there's some just genuinely bad stuff going on. And it's not the cast or the new settings fault.
It's not. I like the cast a lot. I think they're doing a pretty good job with what they've been given. Most of my problems is that none of what's happening makes sense or is explained in any satisfying kind of way.
Yeah. Matt, you said it the best. Either in last episode or on Twitter or both. Every episode seems like it's missing 3 pages of plot.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. That happens again here where things just pop into being without being explained. There's someone cut out all the plot.
Yeah.
Which was the best part of In Space.
Yes. Yeah, but no, they just saw that it was in space and they were like, let's do space again. It did so good.
Yeah. So I understand that it will get better. But the problem is we're not watching it later. We're watching it now. We got to go through this one by one. We can't play Power Rangers Futures and hope that like just like bet on it getting better and be positive about later now. We just got to deal with what we're given. So that's why we've been a little negative on it. We try to find the good stuff. And I feel like episode 5, where I'm screaming about how dumb it gets, I feel like that was pretty fun for a lot of people. I've got some messages saying that they were laughing at my pain. Which is all I can hope for, I guess.
Oh, that's the best outcome, right?
Yeah, honestly. So I'm sorry that you feel this way, but also nothing is different. Turbo is the same show that it was when you liked it. Lost Galaxy is the same show that it is when you like it. So if we ruin it, that means you're just seeing it in a different light from what we were explaining, and that maybe the problem was Lost Galaxy the whole time. So that's all the emails we got.
Cool.
So I just want to get that out of the way because I feel bad about being negative about Power Rangers because that's most Power Rangers shows.
Yeah, that's most Power Rangers fans.
Fans and media in general, and we don't want to do that.
There's
but
just
like,
such a negative tone whenever it comes up. And so we started this to try to balance that out a little bit.
Yeah, and so like between us and Ranger Danger like gives it a lot more grief than we do, but it's still a good show. like between us and Ranger Danger, like, I think we're doing our best. We're trying to raise the quality of Power Rangers analysis.
It's just sometimes Power Rangers doesn't give you anything to work
sometimes,
with.
Sometimes, guys, it's just Dookie from a trash can, and there's nothing we can do about that.
There's a whole lot of nostalgia that reads backwards into this. And I'm saying it that way instead of saying that this is all a Mandela effect because I don't want us to compare this to rabbits.
Oh, you mean like how the Berenstain Bears are different from the Berenstain Bears? And that was set on Rabbits, a podcast that's television for your ears.
Oh, I knew it was a mistake bringing it up
again.
That's
the second time I've almost walked out of this episode. And I like this one. Please let me talk about it.
Okay, so we got everything out of the way. Let's jump in to episode 300. Real quick, before we talk about 300, do you guys remember what happened in episode 200?
Nope. What even was 200?
Episode 200 was the murder mystery dinner party episode.
Oh, man.
That episode was also hot trash because nothing made any sense in that episode. But there's some fun hats, and there was Detective Stone doing an accent, doing his best with that accent.
Making choices.
So that's what we're – I don't remember what episode 100 was. Oh, no, episode 100 was Wild West Rangers or Rangers Back in Time. It had to do with time travel, I think. So it was probably
– It was probably hot trash from the garbage can.
It was probably very confusing and bad. So, I mean, I guess. Here we go.
You know what's weird?
That they just give this away for free?
That is very weird because if that cost 99 cents, I know you would not have it.
You know what? I would pay 99 cents right now to keep it.
Yeah, but if it was 99 cents the whole time, you would not have touched it. Yeah, you would not have bought it.
You know what? I think I might have because I did it for a joke, so I think I'm willing to spend $1 for a joke.
I was going to say what's funny is that Power Rangers, notoriously, at least with us, handles time travel so bad, and then Time Force is one of the best seasons.
You know what's crazy about that? They also kind of handle time travel a little bad in that one.
Yeah. Because the actual time travel's not okay.
I mean,
look,
it's awesome. They get punched through space. It's amazing. But through space and time. But The show itself is predicated on the idea that they would be time traveling a lot, and they only time travel one time, which is not what they were expecting, and it's still just the best show. It's the best one. Anyway, we start off with Kai and Kendrix sparring on the Astro Mega ship. They're not in a fancy, like, they're not on the Ginger Spice deck.
Not a holodeck. It's just like a sparring room.
It's just like
it's a closet.
Yeah, it's like the hallway. It's like the hallway, but it's been repurposed.
Yeah, they threw some mats down.
Little towel rack.
There's a heavy bag in the corner.
Looks real nice in here. She wrecks him.
She beats his butt down. And apparently this is not the first time. She's been doing this all day.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I think we're good for the day. And she's like, you're just getting sick of getting thrown. He's like, no, but a little bit, yeah.
I do want to point out that they are both actually sweaty and not just like sprayed on sweaty. Yeah. And that's a really nice touch.
Yeah, I feel like they were like, all right, do 25 of these in a row right now.
Yeah.
But I also like that Kai doesn't pull this like garbage macho stuff and be like, no.
Yeah, oh, I let you have that
one. He's like, no, that's not why. But like, yeah, I'm sick of getting thrown around. My back is sore from this.
Is this how Kai flirts? Is this Kai's bad attempt at flirting?
It felt a little flirty. And honestly, this is the best Kai we've seen. We'll talk about this again next episode because the teaser picture for next episode did not paint Kai in a very good light.
No, so I hope that picture is out of the context of the title that was next to it.
So remember I said this now for next episode when we're dragging him through a ditch. The other Rangers come in and... this is the thing I like about this episode. Let's talk about the positives of this episode. They just get right to it.
Yeah.
They just do the dang thing right away. Leo comes in. Maya comes in. Damon's there. Damon will not say a single word this episode.
He doesn't speak.
He does. When later on, when Kendrix falls down, he asks her if she can stand up. I think that is the only thing he says.
Because Maya's about
episode.
To say her one line.
Yeah. For those two.
Yeah. And even Leo...
Kai's already had his moment in the sun getting tossed around like a rag doll.
Yeah, so we won't see him a ton later. Leo has like a little bit because he's the Red Ranger, so obviously he's going to get more than everybody else.
And he's Kendrick's best friend, and they should be siblings forever.
Oh, they're so cute together. In like a sibling way. I don't think they should date.
I don't think so either. I don't think Kendrick should date any of the Power Rangers.
No.
Except maybe Maya,
yeah.
I feel like that would give Maya something interesting. Yeah. Because right now she's an alien, and we don't know nothing about her.
No, and she's just like,
apparently
fine.
She's adapting really well.
Yeah, she's fine with everything.
So,
and she can hear across space.
Yes, she has magic ears.
You're never letting that go, are you?
Look, it was a bad call. Anyway, so they're like, hey, look at this picture in this magazine that we have. And it's a photo spread of Kendrix, but it's not Kendrix. Her name is Carolyn. She's got a doppelganger.
She's an actor.
She's an actress.
It's actor Kendrix.
Actor Kendrix. And Realtor David.
In stores now.
Yeah, she's like very like, not like glammed. I guess glammed is what I'm looking for.
She's definitely glammed up. Her hair
for the
like,
late 90s is especially glammed.
Yeah.
Yeah, her hair is very fancy. Her picture is like very airbrushed on her face.
Yeah, it's very soft lighting.
Yeah.
She looks very pretty. We cut to Carolyn, who's like coming out of, hey, did you guys know they make movies on Terra Venture?
Yeah, there's a whole Hollywood dome.
There's a full studio in this place.
Like, so she's coming out of what I can only imagine is a premiere, or maybe it's just offset.
Or maybe she's just somewhere. I couldn't tell where she was.
I don't know.
She's like just moving to the makeup room.
Yeah, she definitely goes into like a backstage makeup area. So she must be on a set.
I guess. And that makes sense. Well, no, because if they're outside, then it's dark out. But we'll find out that at 2 o'clock today.
Well, the window outside of the gym where they were sparring had stars in it.
So then it's nighttime?
Well, you just see space from the smaller domes, but I guess the bigger dome has an environment.
Okay.
Yeah. This isn't the city or the magic mountain or the ocean.
Ain't no magic mountain high enough for this sunlight. She's kind of a jerk, Carolyn, her doppelganger. She's like a stuck-up actress who is now stuck in space. You know, it's exactly what you would expect, because she's not like Kendrix at all. They're so different.
Well, the biggest difference, of course, is that the pretty actress one doesn't have the glasses.
No glasses. Right. She's all that. Very she's all that move.
Yeah, like she has no glasses and her hair is down.
Yeah, it works like a charm every time. She's got stuff to do today. She's got a phone call meeting at 2 and a something at 4. I don't remember. And she's like, I don't care about that. I want to go shopping. And like, but you said, and she's like, I don't care what I said. I want to go shopping, and you have to do it. And then she walks out, presumably to go to shopping.
She asked the makeup lady. She's like, no one can tell me no, right? And then she takes the makeup puff and bops her manager on the whole nose with it, and then walks out.
Matt, you had an observation about this manager's outfit.
This is apparently a Terra Venture tuxedo or business suit.
Yeah, it's
uniform.
He's a manager. That's his job on Terra Venture, and so he has a uniform.
I mean, Kai and Kendricks had workout running suit uniforms, and there's going to be film crew uniforms in a minute.
Hey, guys, why Terra Venture?
Listen. Can spare no expense making his reality TV program in space.
Wait, who?
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, you said Cans.
Cans.
I was like...
Have we seen old Cans?
We have not seen Bulk and Skull since episode 2.
Yep. Bulk and old Cans.
Bulk and old Cans.
Well, I guess Bulk and Skull still...
Yeah, active. No, I was right. We also haven't seen regular Skull since episode 2.
We won't see him again until Samurai, I think.
Yeah. I think that's a series wrap on him.
The last thing we see of Skull is that he just threw his alarm on the floor and
rolled
kept
back
sleeping.
Over. We cut to the theme song. When we come back, Scorp is yelling at Furio again for the 500th time.
How is Furio not dead in a ditch?
Like, there's no world in which Astronomer would have brooked this much failure.
No.
Zed wouldn't have brooked this much failure.
Like, they would have stabbed this Furio in the head with their sword staff.
Elgar wouldn't have tolerated this much failure.
Yeah.
I think Elgar is responsible for about this much failure.
but not in this short amount of time.
That's true.
Elgar's is more a spread out, bumbling
failure.
Well,
because Divatox knew, like, don't send him every time.
Yeah,
that would
don't.
Be stupid. Because
sometimes he just winds up outside the submarine. I mean, come on.
Just like washing his undies on the outside, getting attacked by squids, I guess. So he's like, no. Trust me, this time I got the wizard. And then the wizard pops up. And the wizard's like, I know that Light of Orion is in a camera. I just got to find out which one.
Why?
And Scorpio's like, yep, that sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
Yeah, I have no questions about why you think that. Go get him.
This is the most like, well, what's the Sentai about this week?
Cameras?
This squid wizard dude attacks cameras?
I don't, like, he attacks some cameras and then...
I'm curious.
Pink Ranger has to limp later. So how do we put that together? Lights of Orion's in a camera.
And the same person that wrote all this plot that we're missing is probably the one who was like, does that make sense? And then got yelled at by whoever.
By then, nobody, because it went out that way.
I get. I mean, so here's the thing. This is a Judd Lynn joint. I still have it pulled up. I almost went back to my air horn. You're
I'm
welcome.
Still pretty sure that Judd Lynn is now a fake name at this point.
Judd Lynn has... written every episode to date. He will write the next one, and then we get a couple other people, and then so we finally get some variety again, and then he goes back and he writes I would say another 70% of this series. Okay. I know for a fact that him and Jackie Marchand write every single episode of Time Force, and every single episode of Time Force rules, and so far I'm just wondering what, like, if he's just saving it up. If he's just waiting.
Well, every action has an equal but opposite reaction.
Okay, and the opposite reaction is Time Force.
Time Force.
Okay.
Time Force is the opposite of Lost Galaxy.
Well, he learned that you can't deviate that much from the Sentai, and so when Time Force rolls around, he was just like, we're doing exactly that.
No, we're just going to do it. Well, see, they sometimes yes and sometimes no, because sometimes they're like, hey, what if we just take care of the monster in the cold open and then do something unrelated for the rest, and it works out great every time. So... we cut to a photo shoot after Scorp's like, yeah, sounds great, wizard. This wizard's name, as far as I know, is just Wizard.
I think so.
Cool name.
I wonder what he is in the Sentai, because it's a nature-themed Sentai, so is he blowing up?
Well, he's definitely aquatic. He's still got that aquatic thing, because he's a squid.
Is he squiddy?
He does have, like, a blooper head.
He did, and it's got the little fins up there.
I was trying to figure out what fish he was. I guess a squid makes a lot of sense.
I wonder if
he had, like, tentacles on his little mouth bit that didn't move in the American footage.
Yeah, that was bad. Hey, if you want to know which is Sentai footage and which isn't, make sure, look at Wizard's mouth. If it moves, if it's articulated, that's a Sentai. We cut to a photo shoot where Carolyn's getting her picture taken a bunch of times, doing photo shoot stuff. Her manager's a real, like, weasel. He seems real weaselly to me. I know that's shorthand.
Because she's just like standing on a tree and then she leans on it and huffs because she's not having fun.
Yeah.
He's also a pushover.
And he comes up and he's like, it's hard work.
He's also like the director of the photo shoot, I guess.
I don't think Judd Lynn knows what a manager does.
I don't think so either.
Maybe that's her dad.
It's just her dad.
Oh, God.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Her dad?
Her Jessica Simpson situation.
Her dad sucks. She's tired. She wants to go home. So
she's
then,
not having any fun.
She's not having any fun. And then, wouldn't you know it, Wizard shows up and blows some cameras up because
he
knows there's a light
of Orion. Before Wizard shows up, the Power Rangers come to gawk, and Leo makes Kendricks get out of the not golf cart to go stare at her.
That is true.
Yeah,
he's like,
hey, stare at your doppelganger from close up.
Hey, go
look
touch
a pretty you, Kendricks.
Yeah, hey, imagine if you were pretty, it'd be her. That's kind of the implication, but like...
That's definitely Kai's implication.
Kendra's still very cute. She just has glasses on.
Right, and her hair's pulled back because she's working.
You know what's crazy? She looks exactly identical to this other one who is cute. They're both cute. It's fine, you
They are cute
lechers.
As heck.
So, Wizard shows up, blows up the camera because he knows there's a light of Orion in there. He just knows. He can feel
not it. In this one, he gets mad.
He can feel it in his tents. So then, they come running up because they see Wizard and they go to like...
They go to do the hero bit.
Yeah, and he's like, heck with this, and disappears before they can. But before he does, he writes something on a paper, and he's got, like, a legal pad, and he throws it, and it's a bomb, and it places a bomb curse on Kendrick's leg, and it blows up, and now she's got a bum leg.
I think that's how he blew up the camera, too, is he threw a note at it.
He gambits these things.
Yeah, it's very weird, and later something kind of crazy happens that I am very into. Regarding this legal pad, Carolyn's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine, whatever. And then she's like, oh, wait, no, I'm out. Oh,
I can get out of work by pretending
to
be hurt.
Oh, my ankle, leg, knee, foot.
She does what every male professional soccer player
does. Oh, he touched my foot. I'm dead. He killed me by touching my foot. Elliot, throw him a red card.
Oh, Mr. Ref.
Sometimes they don't even touch each other.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And one just falls down and holds their leg.
And screams. And if anyone doesn't notice, he just pops back up and runs.
Soccer is such a sport.
Those footy boys.
I love me some soccer.
Yeah, but it's played by a bunch of big, wimpy babies.
I like
unless it's women's soccer, and then they will plow through the earth.
Every women's sport is better than every male sport. I will just tell you that right now, because they go hard in that paint.
Yeah.
But also... I like the last 2 minutes of soccer matches when they're like, we got to get points right now.
When things actually happen.
It's like you don't need to watch football until the last quarter.
Yeah. I mean, look, sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's good up until then. It depends on my mood. I'm kind of into it. Baseball is good when it's now that they got rid of that. Like, hey, you can just like walk away for 25 minutes and just like adjust your glove as long as you want. And once I got rid of that rule and it like moves at a regular pace, baseball's pretty choice now. I don't know how I became the biggest jock I know, but the manager sees Kendricks and is like, you look exactly like her. We don't need Carolyn anymore. Yeah, her leg is ruined and we hate her.
Because Kendricks is like, I'm not an actor. And the manager almost says, neither is she, but catches himself and is like, it's not hard.
It's not, you'll be fine.
Acting is hard.
It is very hard. This guy's a weasel and
I
hate
him.
Well,
I mean, acting is easy. Acting well is very hard.
Yes. She's like, I know there's a monster running around. I'm a power
literally
ranger,
just saw it. It shot my leg with a piece of paper. It blew me up.
I'm sorry, sir. I need to go seek emergency medical assistance and then go power range.
No, there's just a couple sparks. She's fine.
I mean, there's like a, we'll see later, a curse upon her house. And her house is her leg.
Leg glows various colors.
With a nefarious symbol.
Only a couple times.
Only two different legs. Only two of her legs get cursed. It's
not
fine.
Like a constant glowing curse symbol. It's just like sometimes it flashes on.
Hey, your leg battery's getting low.
Hey, you're cursed right now. Oh, you're good.
Speaking of leg batteries getting low, have either of you seen the movie I Know Who Killed Me?
No.
Starring Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Okay, it's the worst Parent Trap sequel ever and oddly pertinent. She gets a robot leg, right? And her robot leg starts running out of batteries. And that doesn't matter because it never comes into play. They make a big deal out of a robot leg running out of batteries and it's fine.
Why is that movie?
I've been trying to figure that question out since 2008. I do not have an answer for you. Anyway, everyone go check out I Know Who Killed Me.
Man, I wonder if anyone's ever thought of doing a bad movie podcast.
I don't think there's a single one of those on the internet. TM, TM, TM.
Isn't that every other podcast except
literally
this one?
Every single one, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Some are very good.
Does anybody do a good movie podcast?
I wanted... Okay, so this is... We're going to get so long on this episode. I can just feel it.
So there's a movie podcast
called The Worst Idea of All Time, where every week they watch the same bad movie over and over again. Oh. The first time it was Sex and the City 2.
No.
Second time it was Grown Ups 2.
That's maybe flipped.
I think Grown Ups 2 was first. Okay. I remember you telling me about it when it was new.
Well, okay. So I want to do the best idea of all time and just watch Pitch Perfect every week. Because that movie is the best.
You're going to have to go on this journey alone, friend.
Heck no, I won't. People will be beating down my door to watch Pitch Perfect with me. It's the best movie, Matt. I don't know if you've seen movies before. This is the best one they ever made.
I mean, look, it's real good. And I will guest on this podcast whenever you discover the 25th hour of the day.
I'm this close. I can feel it.
I've got my guys already working on time travel. I can't work on adding hours.
Isn't adding hours just time travel adjacent?
You finish something and then go back in time and finish a new thing in the same time.
Boosh.
Magic. But then if you go back, is the thing you finished before unfinished again?
Depends. Is this like the movie Primer? Because then yes.
Is it a save state or is it a reset?
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, listen, I don't need a stroke tonight, so.
Anyway, we cut to a movie set and it's like a fake out. Like it's a, they just move a set and like some lights and stuff that they just had in a parking lot. And I swear to God, Vileplume the Pokemon walks by in the background.
It could. This was 99. Pokemon was hot.
I saw Vileplume the Pokemon in this Power Rangers show.
I missed it.
Did Ash walk by with Pikachu to catch it?
It was just an errant Vileplume.
What is a Vileplume doing on Terra?
They're making a live-action Pokemon movie on Terra Venture.
Well, okay,
starring
Vileplume. I do have a serious question. So we know that Leo is not cut out for command on the bridge.
No, he's not cut out for jobs.
He doesn't like to have a job.
So Leo is also the prettiest person on this show so far.
Easily,
at least.
Yes.
Why is Leo not in movies?
Because this movie studio is shutting down after this episode.
And also, that's a job and he hates
that. He can't do a call time. He hates structure. Leo kind of sucks, right?
So far.
Leo in any sort of professional setting sucks.
Yeah,
Leo the dude, I'd hang out with him.
Let me clarify.
He started off pretty cool.
Let me clarify. I like the character of Leo, but Leo's character is that he kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's still rocking almost, that leather uniform jacket, though.
Yeah, he almost started off as like a troubled youth.
A street tough.
With a heart of gold, with
bad shirt choices.
Oh, what a bad shirt choice that was! Hey, what was Leo wearing? That same thing again.
Yeah,
there you go, guys.
Uniform jacket.
Kendricks wears other clothes this episode.
She does. I didn't write them down, so I literally cannot remember.
It's just like a pink shirt. It's not long sleeves, but it's not short sleeves. It's
capri shirt.
It's a capri shirt.
Baseball
and capri
cut.
Pants.
Yeah, it's 3/4 length. It's not a raglan, but it's close.
Oh, and there's two different shades of it depending on who's who.
One is slightly lighter. So we're in a set. It's like an office, and Kendricks is acting, and she like is mean.
Kendricks is air quotes acting.
So they're in an office, and I guess her job this scene is to get some files out of a cabinet and hand them to her boss in a friendly way.
Her boss, stuntman.
And so the first time she walks by, she's like, "Here's your files," and just throws them on his lap.
Look. That's called making a choice. It's called dropping in. You just like feel the character and you just be the character and then you make a choice. And her choice was to be angry and it was bad.
I think that's supposed to be Power Rangers telling us that she's not a good actor.
Well, yes.
Oh, I just thought it was Kendricks is like, man, I'm not going to tolerate this dude who can't move 2 feet to the left to get his own daggum files. Yeah. I have a ship to move through space.
I'm a scientist.
And a Power Ranger.
So
now we meet the director.
Oh, yes. Boy.
Is this director played by someone we've seen before, or does he just have the most familiar face?
He looks so familiar.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that meme of that, like, older gentleman doing a thumbs up, and he has just like, super worried look on his face? Yes. It kind of looks like
that
guy.
Dude. This dude has the movie production uniform.
Yes.
With the included beret.
Yeah, well, you can't be a director without a beret.
Power Rangers canon is you cannot be a director without a beret. He's like, all right, try it again, but nice. You like him.
Yeah,
you want,
be friendly.
Yeah. And she's like, oh. Yes.
See, the key, all he had to say was, you know how you look at Leo sometimes? Do that.
Do that again. So she's like, oh, here's your files. Huh? And he's like, great, perf. And then the stuntman comes up, stuntman who is her boss, and I saw that this guy was a stunt. His suit's too big.
Right.
He looks exactly like how a stuntman looks. He says zero lines.
He's
very
got
important.
That dead eye look
yeah.
in his eye.
This is a man who's about to throw himself on the ground, and he needs to get ready.
He is just waiting for stunts to happen. Yeah.
So he walks up, and he's the character of Bossman.
Bobby.
He puts his hand on Kendra's shoulder, and she flips that son of a gun right over. She's a Power Ranger. Don't touch her. And she's like, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This is just a second nature to me.
Yeah, just...
I'm sorry. I deal with monsters on a surprisingly regular basis.
I mean, also, like, she's in command, and they all have, like, active combat training, so this is probably just, like, part of the deal. So, like, they should know better. Then, we cut to another scene, and she's, like, trying to get over to him at, like, a cafe, and she, like, her leg is hurt because of the curse bomb, and she, like, stumbles, and they're like, oh, this girl.
And Caroline, through all this, is, like, judging her performance and be like, ha, she can't do it.
Yeah, she's hanging out off camera just to, like, mock Kendricks.
Which is, like, okay, you know that everyone thinks this is you, right? You should want her to do pretty good, or else you're going to look... You exclusively will look bad.
But if Kendricks proves that anyone can do this, that lowers Caroline's stock.
That's true. But she still will look bad after
That's
it.
That's true.
And so, then Caroline wouldn't have anyone to laugh at, like the mean girl that she's soon to be reformed
also,
from.
Right.
Is Kendricks being paid for this, or is Caroline?
Kendricks has to be being paid.
Well, okay. If this is the all-expenses-paid Terra Venture cruise through space...
Everyone's doing it
no
for free.
No one's getting paid.
Well, then how is she going shopping?
She just gets it.
She just goes
No wonder
there.
She doesn't want to do any of this. She doesn't have to. She's not making any money.
Why is there a full movie studio on Terra Venture?
It's going to get worse at the end of this.
Full movie studio is generous. There's a crew.
There's a crew. There's a backlot.
There's at least a soundstage and a backlot.
It's crazy how much they have made for Terra Venture. That is such a waste of resources.
Well, they were like, look.
It's a gimmick thing. Hey, guys, look at this movie that was made in space.
Well, it's a whole city of people. They're going to need to be entertained or they're going to riot.
Like, they don't have, like, DVDs and The Simpsons?
And every
well,
week some monsters stomp on the city.
Can you watch the same movies before you want some new ones?
I've watched Pitch Perfect at least 200 times.
You're maybe a bad example.
Yeah, you're just kind of the outlier in reality.
You're skewing the curve on
Do you
that.
Want to know how many times I've watched... Just any given Bond movie, like a dozen. I can watch them over and over and over again.
Okay, so Jake Mason as the person is the outlier in reality here.
But I'm just saying, like, eventually you're going to be like, a new movie would be nice sometimes.
The next James Bond movie would be very enjoyable now, please.
No, because then
Pitch Perfect 3 is coming out soon.
See, here's the thing, though, because I got Pitch Perfect 1, I can just turn that back on and watch Pitch Perfect again. And if you'll recall, that is the best movie ever made.
That's what I've heard.
So
someone said that to me, and I'm still not convinced.
Someone very smart and correct said that to you. Anyway, Carolyn sees that... Regular one. What's her name?
Kendricks.
Kendricks.
Regular one?
I couldn't think of it, all right? I was thinking about Pitch Perfect.
A very cute pink one would have been better.
They're both very cute, and I'd already talked about the first very cute pink one. So, anyway, she sees that Kendricks' leg is hurt, and she's like, oh my god, your leg is, like, glowing
Literally
and throbbing.
Glowing with a curse.
Yeah, tell them you can't do it.
And she's like, no, it's fine. You're hurt. I'm filling in for you. Even though she's faking hurt.
I made a promise.
Okay, so we are... 42 minutes into recording.
We have not done anything in this episode.
We have talked
so far.
About 10% of the episode. Here comes the next 50% of the episode.
Yeah, it's the best.
This is literally a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And guys, Josh and I were both convinced that this episode was way more than this, and we're shocked by what happened.
I cannot
next.
Believe that this whole episode is this next scene.
Yeah, so Carolyn... is off to the side watching and being like, oh, her legs hurt. Like
She's concerned.
She's concerned now. And Kendricks has to walk up a hill and tell Bobby that she loves him. And she does it, and the director doesn't like it. And then we spend 5 minutes of her taking different takes, going up the hill, saying she loves it. And then we spend the rest of my life in slow motion of her walking up this hill this one last time.
She's overcoming this take, man.
Fighting
she
through
does
the pain.
It like 11 takes, and the director's like, no, this is garbage, and you're awful, and you should feel bad. And then she, like, slow motion turns her head around and, like, bad walks up this hill.
Also in slow motion.
Also, she's like, she's holding her leg, and she's walking awfully funny up the hill.
Yes.
But that's fine.
No one's noticing that she's, like, in pain.
Well, half of the bad takes are her falling over, holding her leg, and the director just gets mad at her for ruining the take.
I thought...
if any actor on a film set fell over and was like, my leg hurts, the entire production would stop for a week.
Yeah, Tom Cruise recently got, like, a bruised rib or twisted his ankle, something. He hurt his leg or something. And then just production just shut down for, like, 3 weeks while he healed. Like, that's how it works. So here's what I thought was going to happen. I thought on the last take, he's going to be like, you got one last chance, and then or else I'm throwing you into space. And she'd be like, okay. And then Carolyn was going to pull her behind a trailer and walk out wearing the same clothes and do the take because she's a real actress. And they'd be like, right. Kendrick, you're so good. Oh, my God. Because her leg isn't hurt. She's fine. She's an actress. Instead, nope, we do a slow motion 25-minute scene of her slowly climbing a hill.
Except with the most dramatic, like, soap opera music behind it. It swells to the dramatic, impassioned crescendo right as she gets to him and just goes, Bobby!
I love you, and I always have.
She gets the tears that the director wanted because her leg must be killing her by now.
Excruciating pain.
The take is good because I think she just lets her actual emotions just come out in the lines.
She's got to feel it.
And then the stunt dude hugs her because he's like, thank God I can go pee after 12 takes. Because
they can't kiss.
Well, no.
Not on Power Rangers.
They're not Tommy and Kimberly.
That one time.
That totally made sense and didn't feel weird.
Also, we cut. Okay, so he's like, oh, it's perfect. Great, cut. And then there's some other stuff. And maybe this. Oh, sorry. This was earlier. I forgot to mention this earlier because we got all hung up on how the slow motion was 45 minutes of our life. This is also a non-union production because the director is also the director of photography. How do I know that? Have you guys ever seen a movie or anything where someone is holding a little thing with a white ball on top of it, like this director had? That is a light meter, and directors of photography use that to judge what the light is and do all their stuff. Directors aren't allowed to do that because they're not the director of photography. Unions are very strict about these things. So this is a Saban production.
Yeah, listen, right what you know.
Yeah.
Skull made a choice when he designed his reality show. It was like, no unions.
No unions.
No unions anywhere. Especially if Power Rangers are going to show up with monsters. No unions.
Are the Power Rangers not a union?
I bet the monsters are unionized.
No, they don't get paid.
That's true.
They get this for the love of the game.
If they pick it, will there be Scav Rangers? They're all just, like, off colors.
It's just, like, bad colors, and they're, like, ill-fitting suits.
It's those putties that time that just stood outside the cave and did nothing else.
Well, those weren't putties. Those were people. Those were street toughs.
Oh, that's right. Those were the thugs.
And they were gonna do stuff, but if they moved too fast, their suits ripped because they were the jankiest material they could have found.
Just crepe paper and spit.
So eventually, I can just like scroll for like 3 minutes because that was a lot.
Well, after the impassioned scene, Caroline has now become a good person.
Yes, and she's like, oh my God, your leg.
See,
like,
I remember,
you did so good.
I remember this episode being the opposite, and I thought Kendrick's let stardom go to her head and became a jerk for a minute.
Became Carolyn.
But that does not happen.
No.
I think she fakes it like one time.
Yeah.
Does she?
I think so. Maybe I made that up already.
Are you thinking about the popcorn thing?
Yes.
No, that was Carolyn when they pulled up to the set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you're right. You're right.
No, Kendra's just cool. She's cool all the time.
Eventually, we'll start getting those episodes where the female ranger goes bad for an episode. But
well, look, there's one of those coming up in Time Force and the rules. So,
well, I'm really glad that Kendrick's did not compromise herself.
Yeah.
For her. For,
and she also
for Caroline's role
made Carolyn
movie.
A better person because Carolyn's like, you did so great. And she's like, I'm just doing what you would have done. And Carolyn's like, no, I would have quit.
Yeah, I would have Leo'd right out of here.
Oh, I would have quit. I would have quit so hard. You would have seen a me-shaped dust cloud.
And before she can actually say that to Kendrick's face, a camera explodes.
Yeah, and Wizard's back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Wizard Time.
We get like 5 seconds of Sentai footage.
Wizard Time?
It's Wizard Time. What time is it, Josh?
Wizard time.
Wizard time. He's blowing up cameras because he knows there's a Light of Orion in him.
For no reason. There's no reason for him to even think that ever.
Hey, do you remember?
He's the dumbest guy, and he's like, did you see the flash on that? That must be a Light of Orion.
What a Light of Orion.
Furio found him, so.
Do you remember that scene where they're like, oh, all the Lights of Orion disappeared into regular objects? No, because it never happened.
That was in the missing 5 minutes.
That was cut. That's on the Blu-ray extra. It's a Blu-ray exclusive.
This is why Saban's never giving us Blu-rays of
exactly.
these.
That's the only reason why. He's got to keep this under wraps. That's where all the dirty secrets are in the Lost Galaxy deleted scenes.
We're going to have a whole X-File about Lost Galaxy by the end of this.
Hey, you guys know what else I want? I want a 3-hour Blu-ray of the Turbo movie.
All that weird cut stuff.
They shot 3 full hours
You're
of movie.
You're a monster.
And I want it.
Why? I would watch that because you'd get the whole Kimberly Jason subplot.
Kimberly Jason romance
subplot. Where they actually just make out for a while.
Yeah. And that's before they're evil. And then Harry Potter totally chomped that flavor. Anyway.
Oh, about dancing people in tents?
Dancing. Well, no, that was just like two horny teenagers in the woods thinking they're going to die. No, I'm talking about the...
The Horcrux.
The Horcrux, yeah.
Oh, that's a bad look.
It is, but guess what? That happened.
I don't want that death happened.
In Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, and I just want to see that 3-hour cut.
I still don't understand why Tommy was at all affected by that, because he had definitely been broken up with and already had a rebound girl.
Yeah, and his girlfriend was right there, right next to him.
Yep.
Hey, also, I bet there was so much more cool boat stuff.
Yeah, probably.
A bunch of genuine wet stunts.
A lot of wet stunts in this 3-hour. Hey, Saban. Hey, Daddy Saban. For
Daddy
me?
Daddy Saban?
No.
Papa,
no, please
Papa
no.
Papa Saban?
Please, no. No, you have one dad, and that is Tim Storm.
That is Tim Storm. My throat still kind of hurts from me yelling.
I think that this is a residual effect of that night.
Oh, man. So, Matt. This is more cut content, probably, or maybe a lead. So there's this wrestler named Tim Storm, and he's just like a fun dad, but like a very big, scary fun dad. And he was gone forever because of like some NWA, Inspire Pro, not liking each other. But then NWA is under new management, so I guess that opened the door back up. He just showed up, and we were not expecting him at all. And I literally could not control myself, and I just screamed, "That's my dad! That's my dad!"
He leaped out of his seat.
I was
and
so
said,
excited.
"That's my dad!"
I said, "That's my dad. He's so tan. That's my dad." So wizard blowing, wizard time. Back. Bam, bam, wizard time. I didn't have my air horn up.
It's all right. You did a perfectly good
substitute. I did. I know. You thought I had my air horn.
I thought it was the real thing. I was so mad about it.
So crazy. So wizard shoots another thing. And like it blows up the camera, and then I don't remember exactly what happened.
I don't remember any connective tissue, but suddenly the Power Rangers are in a forest covered in notes, and they can't.
I got
move.
This.
Okay, I remember one thing that happened because we talked about the indie cell.
We'll get to right, that. Yeah. So Kendricks is like trying to get his attention, and she hobbles off.
That's weird, right?
The wizard.
She's talking to Carolyn.
Yeah.
The Power Rangers show up and chase off the wizard, and then Kendricks.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, that's in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So first they have to do the switcheroo.
Okay,
Kendricks
right.
is like cowering, like, "Oh, my leg hurts." Carolyn switches places with her. Kendricks gets in the back of a truck. Wizard comes around. Kendricks boots him into the head and steals his legal pad.
Yeah, and then she does the indie cell, and then she kicks him. She does like a perfect flip and
she
kicks
does, like,
him.
She does like a whole back handspring and lands on her leg and is like, "Ouch."
And touches her thigh, like, "Oh, oof."
Okay, I'm starting to remember now. Because she tries to throw a note at him.
She does.
And he reflects it back onto her other leg.
That's what I was talking about earlier. Is like that is like just a weird moment that I'm very into. And then he's like, "No, that's my stuff.
Yeah.
Get that out of here."
And now she's double cursed.
She's got two curses now.
I like both parts of that she tried to turn it on him and that it did not work.
Yeah. I also like the parent trapping. I'm glad that that wizard got parent trapped.
At least, even if it was just for a second.
Yeah.
And then the Rangers? Yeah, because now he gets the clipboard back.
Well, yeah, he gets it back and shoots another one, and then Leo jumps in and slices it in half.
Yeah, and so they chase him off, and then Kendricks and Caroline talk for a minute. And then Kendricks runs off after the Power Rangers, basically saying, "I'm also one of them."
Yeah.
Without saying it at all.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Sentai footage for a little bit, and they all get trapped up in legal pad. They get like bound and they can't move, and they're like, "Oh gosh." And then in limps Pink, Ginga
morph,
Pink.
Yeah. Like, we don't get a morph sequence this episode.
We don't get any morph sequences. We've literally gotten two
seven episodes in and we've had two calls.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Banu news. It's so weird that they do this because they're like, this is a brand new Power Rangers, but also you've seen Power Rangers before. Like, they want it both ways, and it's a little jarring. So she hobbles in, and he's like, we'll shoot you with my legal pads. And she's like, well, I'm just going to shoot you regular style with my gun, and has her trans dagger beta bow. Was there the beta bow?
I think it's beta bow. Yeah.
And she shoots him in the legal pad, and it explodes, and her leg curses are lifted, and all the papers fall off the Rangers, and they are freed. And then he summoned up some buggies and wearing American footage again because the buggies are American exclusive.
For a little bit. And while the other Rangers just flail hopelessly at the buggies, Kendrix goes all crazy.
Yeah, she does the little wildcat attack.
Yeah, there is some wildcat happening.
Yeah, wildcat.
It's some Mark Mero. She's on that Mark Mero stuff.
She, like, scratches at the ground and then jumps off trees and then just hug tackles him to the ground.
I like that. I wish while she was full mounted on him.
She gave him a Luthes press into full mount.
Yeah, I wish she just was wailing him in the head. I know we weren't going to get that.
Yeah.
But man, could you imagine if she was either punching him repeatedly or just scratching his face?
Here's the thing. It's Sentai footage. It might have gotten there and we just cut it.
That's true.
Because Sentai, they don't care. Sentai don't care.
What else is a wildcat going to do if it's on top of you? It's going to scratch and bite
your
face.
Eyeballs out.
Flailing.
So then the other Rangers show up and they all got bazookas. You heard me right. It's bazooka time. Little slow on the draw. I can edit it. It's,
Hey, guys, I have a really important question for you. Where'd they get these bazookas?
Oh, do you remember that
it
scene?
It doesn't matter, I guess.
No. You remember? No, so, we might have skipped it. It was that scene where Alpha's like, hey, I found the bazookas of Orion just for you. And that was cut. That's only on the Blu-ray.
The bazookas of Orion.
They were in the same closet on the megaship as the Morphers and the three motorcycles.
And... Well, okay, Alpha did
and the
canonically...
knowledge of the trans daggers.
Yes. Oh, boy, that was a mess. Alpha did make the Astro Glider go-kart edition.
Yeah, the Mario Karts.
Yeah. So maybe made motorcycles and some bazooks.
Well, Alpha and Deca are just bored without having to do all this plot dialogue, so they're just building stuff.
They introduced Alpha and Deca still as, like, Ranger accomplices.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, using them to give them these fun toys...
They literally just show up with them every time.
They just come out of nowhere.
That is
so frustrating to me.
Has Deca said a word since that first episode?
No.
Yes. Deca said one word. Maybe not one word. Wow. No, Deca talked a little bit in the first episode that she was introduced, and that was it. Because we were like, oh, man, Deca. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. So, then he dies and automatically grows. Like, I guess they don't need the Groshans anymore. Like,
they got Grozookas.
They got. These are prank.
They're a trick. Yeah, Scorpio sent them down. It was like, use these.
No. Furio put on a salesman costume and went door to door.
Yeah, he had a mustache, so they didn't know it was him.
A big suitcase.
These aren't the bazooks of Orion.
These are the Grozookas from Scorponox and Destroz.
Oh, what a. Stupid. So we get the Megazord, and to be fair, it's a very short Megazord fight, but there are two hits, and then they kill him.
Yeah.
So
we do get to see Kendrix posed on top of her monstrosity of a not metal Zord.
You know what, guys? I'm coming down on the side of I like this Wildcat. I know everybody else hates it. I think it's kind of cute.
I don't like the Wildcat.
It looks like a gremlin before it got wet and after dark.
It's just got, like, funny ears.
Yeah, I don't get the
ears. It's got a very circular face, and I like
that. I also really don't like the ears on her helmet, either.
I haven't noticed them.
But I have a weird thing about helmet attachments.
Yeah.
And that I don't like
them. Wild
Force
is going to be hell for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I kind of like them. I don't know.
Wait till you meet Mr. Magna Defender.
They just see... Oh, dude, I know about the Magna Defender.
Magna Defender looks baller. I saw some gifts today.
That's very different.
Anyway, they kill him. We cut back to the Astro Mega ship where they live. I guess we can confirm that she's at home making sandwiches, reading lines.
Is this the mega ship or is this just their quarters on Terra Venture?
Or is this just like a resident dome?
Do they just share an apartment friend style?
Or is each room like an apartment? Because you remember that bed was right next to the kitchen. So maybe they're all just like studio pods.
And
they all live across the halls from each other.
I don't know. I have to believe this is the Astro Mega ship, right?
I mean,
what do you guys think? Write in. Is this the Astro Megaship or is this just the dorms?
Here's the problem.
We saw the bunks in the Astro Megaship, though.
I feel like if they were in the Megaship, we would see Deka or Alpha. That's how you can tell you're in the Megaship and not in some part of Terra Venture.
This has got to be their friend's apartment.
They got a premium friend's apartment in Terra Venture.
Wow. Leo and Maya doesn't have a social security number, period. Leo doesn't have a passport.
Okay, well, here's what I'm betting is Kendrick's got the suite because she's like an official scientist.
Super scientist, yeah. She did make some Google plants.
Just crashing in bedroom two.
And okay. Leo's got the couch.
No, Leo's on the mega ship. Took Damon's room on the ship, on the big ship, and Damon lives on the mega ship. I revised that mid-sentence.
Okay.
Damon lives with his precious mega ship that he can't leave.
He's the only one that can mechanic it.
There are, canonically speaking, minimum 6 bedrooms on the mega ship, so...
Yeah.
There were bunks.
Well, and a secret ice room.
Yeah. Keep your
there's
cold.
More secrets on the mega ship. We're going to get to them. The mega ship's got secrets.
It's still got secrets?
It's got secrets.
Lost Galaxy, you might be winning me over. So she's like practicing the line. She's making a sandwich. And it's a good looking sandwich. It made me a little hungry. I did want to get down on that sandwich a little bit. And I just came back from Pluckers and I was full to bursting. So like.
That popcorn looked real good.
It did look very good. So then they turn on the TV and it's the f***ing Emmys are on, guys. And apparently the movie they made that Kendrick's is still practicing lines for made an award. Received one. It didn't make one. It received an award that's broadcast live on television on the.
It's maybe, the Terra Venture Emmys, like Josh said.
I don't know if
the TV Emmys.
I don't know if she's still practicing lines for it as much as, like, I should have done it this way or maybe this way.
I don't
she
want
had her
to
15
be dwelling.
Seconds, and now she's just regretting some choices.
I don't want her to be dwelling.
Well, look, it'll work out of her system by
next
episode.
And they're like, look, it's Carolyn. And she's like, she's already forgotten about me.
She's getting an award for your acting.
For your acting. And she's like, no, she's not even going to remember me. The person who looks exactly like her that substituted for her for like a week, whatever.
Yeah.
Won't even remember me.
Took bullets for her.
Fought a monster side by side. Also is, again, identical in every way to me. She'll never remember me. And we'll never see her again.
I would have loved a sister-sister storyline from here on out where they are long-lost twin sisters.
Heck yeah.
For the rest of the season.
Is the manager their horrible dad?
I hope not. I hate that guy.
Fire him off.
Eventually, eventually they're gonna parent trap him back to Earth.
I mean, they should parent trap him into the blackness of space where he belongs.
Fire into the lost galaxy. Center of the lost galaxy.
Put him on Miranoi. Turn him into a statue.
So then she's like, "I want to dedicate this to my friend Kendricks, who showed me to not quit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." What you would expect from this. And then Leo's like, "See."
And he and Kendrick share the cutest moment.
It is a cute little look of no one could ever forget you. And she's just like,
aw.
Thanks,
you.
Big bro.
And that's the end of the episode. So, Matt, you're our guest.
Woo!
What's the best?
Oh, crap.
Yeah,
I
you gotta think
thought
of
about this.
We did this last episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
we
good.
Did.
Yep.
All right, good. Just making sure.
I chose poorly last episode.
Well,
choose better this time.
It's in audio amber forever.
Okay, the best then is definitely going to have to be the she's all that moments when Kendrick's just like takes off the glasses, puts down the hair.
And now she's a movie star.
Now she, what a movie star she looks now. I'm going to say the best is, I had one earlier and I can't remember it. I like the whole long lost twin storyline. I just think that whole deal works out. It was very fun. It didn't make a ton of difference. Like, it didn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but it was fun.
But it's a good backdrop for a Power Rangers episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My best is Kendrick's beating the crap out of Kai all morning.
That was good,
That's real good.
That's
that
my
was good.
Best.
Yeah.
Matt, what is the worst?
Oh, the worst is the wizard and everything about him.
I'm going to say the worst is the manager.
I'm going to say specifically about the wizard, it's the Lights of Orion in a camera.
That's pretty garbage.
That was very bad.
Yep.
Matt, who is the MVP?
MVP... by a walk is Kendrick's. Because of course it is. She's literally the whole episode.
Kendrick's, yeah.
it cannot be anyone else.
She climbed a hill for 10 minutes.
It could be Carolyn, who did come around. But I think Kendrick's did more and earned it.
Carolyn didn't climb that hill at once.
She was injured.
Although they did shoot it in a way that made it look like switching on the monster was Carolyn's idea.
That's true.
So that's very redeeming for her. Kendrick's still the MVP.
Well, yeah, one of them's a Power Ranger, and one of them just is an actress.
One of them we're never going to see again.
No, that sucks. I hope she comes back.
I just wish that they were just hanging out from now on. Like, they were best. Let a Power Ranger be a best friend with not a Power Ranger.
I literally do not understand what you said. You started talking, and all I heard was static from the blasphemy that you're speaking about the Saban Power Ranger formula.
There's at least 600 more episodes of this show, and that'll never happen once.
Never. How dare you even insinuate that?
Maybe it's time.
Maybe when Disney takes over.
Is not happy with you.
I'm grounded.
You're grounded, mister.
Does that mean he gets sent to the brig?
I feel like... Okay,
I got left on Earth.
Yeah, left on Earth, I think, as Shannon suggested that one, and I like that a lot. You're going to get left on Earth. So again, leave us a rating review, or you're going to get left on Earth.
Are you stuck with Matthew the whiner kid?
Yeah. You know who else is on Earth? Matthew?
Justin?
Well, I like Justin at the end.
You do get to watch Skull's amazing reality TV.
Also
program.
Still on Earth. All of the former Power Rangers to this point.
Also still on Earth, like...
All the future Power Rangers.
Everything you know and love.
Yeah.
Still on Earth. I mean, except for the chunk that got fired off into space and is now Terra Venture.
You know who's not on Earth, though? It's the Morphin Grid. Don't you want to be with us
That's
forever
true.
In
we
space?
Are, there's, we have a whole dome. There's the Morphin Grid dome
yep.
on Terra Venture. It's a living room-sized dome down at the bottom.
It's one of those small ones that was orbiting yeah. around under the mountain.
We call it the MGD.
Yep.
Come hang out. Only if you leave us a rating review, please. Thanks. So that has been that. Matt, thank you for coming on again.
Woo!
I mean, you're in my apartment, so it'd be rude to say, like, hey, Matt, stay over there. Don't
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, can you just be in the corner and quiet for an hour? I
mean, hey, Matt, for an hour and 7 minutes, we're going to talk about Power Rangers. Don't you dare say a word.
Okay, you know if I didn't open my mouth, this would have been half the time. Y'all would have been trying to talk about more than that stupid hill.
I feel like we did spend a solid 5 minutes vamping before we even started recording. Like,
we spent 42 minutes talking about stuff pre-hill, and we've only spent 20 minutes post-hill.
Look, that hill was a lot. A lot of hill stuff. Okay, so I do want to talk about one thing real quick. Matt, you mentioned that like the Lost Galaxy is bonkers.
It is, yeah.
Okay, when we actually get to The Lost Galaxy in episode 35.
Yes.
So I'm reading a lot of the Japanese comic book One Piece.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And I just got to the point where they talk about the Grand Line. I feel like the Grand Line and is the
Lost Galaxy.
Is the Lost Galaxy, because it sounds crazy up ins.
Speaking of, I want my manga back.
Here. I have a Pokemon manga that's Josh's. It's just been sitting on my end table for, I will say, 2 years, but it might be 3 at this point.
I did just witness the handover. Josh looks very relieved.
Just so you don't forget it, because I mentioned it last week, and he's like, I'll forget that. And then we both did, so here we are.
Now you're talking about manga, and it reminded me, so yes. I figured I would just do
so
it.
So I'm expecting somebody with a big sword that can cut 50 ships in half.
Here's what's going to happen. The Megazord has to cut a wormhole in space. And then you go through that, and that's how you get to the Lost Galaxy.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I will tell you, the big dude with the sword that you're expecting does show up in Power Rangers, not this Power Rangers. There's another aquatic-themed one coming up down the road.
# not my Power Rangers.
It's not a good Power Rangers.
Aquatic?
Well, the villains are aquatic-themed.
Oh, is that Lightspeed Rescue?
No.
Is that...
SPD.
No.
Operation Overdrive.
Operation Overdrive.
No. That one does have a very unexpected villain in it, though.
No, he likes Jungle Fury a lot.
I love Jungle Fury.
Mystic Force.
No.
I like that theme song.
Dino Thunder.
No.
Ninja Storm.
No. Fightin' Bunch.
Oh, which one's that?
Kick 'em Friends.
Which one's that?
How many other Power Rangers? RPM.
No.
You
very
Wild
close.
Force?
No.
Ninja Steel.
No. Ranger.
You're in the right era, though.
Dino Charge.
No.
Mega Force.
No.
Super Mega Force?
Samurai.
Yes.
Samurai.
I didn't think it was a Nickelodeon era one.
There's definitely a boat in an alternate dimension that's all pirate, evil pirate themed, and one dude has a giant sword.
Oh, Turbo? Hey, did you ever check out that Power Rangers podcast I was talking about? Yeah, it was pretty cool, but then they just started listing Power Rangers series for 75 straight minutes, and well, that's kind of where I dipped off.
Look, this is what I do with my spare time. I just rattle them off.
Not every part of a podcast needs to make it to air.
You're right.
That probably will, though.
Other podcasts, take note.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you on Friday for Kai being a creeper, it looks like.
It was called The Blue Crush.
Gross, Kai.
And the thumbnail was him creeping with a video camera. So I'm not excited to see what that's about.
I'm the opposite of that.
I'm glad I'm not going to be here to record that one. So, aces.
We'll see you next time. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I'm just, okay, I gotta get past this Vileplume's acting note. That's not the note at all, I just...
Vileplume fell on hard times, had to turn to acting.
Gotta turn to acting.
Pokemoning wasn't paying the bills anymore.